Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
Hey, MAGA gang, hey, so MAGA town.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, see the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him. I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future.
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump,
okay.
And you ain't black, and you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African American.
To the D state that I said that. Cannons always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I win.
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, see the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on
the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
And we're live here on the Black Conservative Show, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the most reliable source, which happens to be my treasure of knowledge. Well, folks, we're back at it again here. Tonight is going to be a good show. We're going to have a good dialogue tonight. Sorry about that. I had a little tech for some reason. I couldn't dial in to the show. But we got a lot to talk about tonight here on the show. And the number to call is 516-595-8256. 516-595-8256. All right, well, we have some more breaking news today. You know, we have some more breaking news today with the U.S. Intelligence Department, which have become compromised and totally corrupt to the core. The U.S. Intelligence Department has been hijacked by bad actors. The radicals, the DOJ, the FBI department, they can't be trusted anymore. You know, there used to be a time when we thought that the FBI and the intelligence department, the CIA, was American patriot people who we can trust and had integrity and believed in America, the strength of this country, the might of America. That is no longer the case. That is no longer the case. We have a corrupt U.S. intelligence department. We have some bad actors. Some bad actors and some bad liars. America, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We're in trouble. You cannot trust the FBI. Because for 3 years, they tried to pull off a false Russia hoax on the FBI. Now the FBI want us to think. They want us to believe that they that they are credible, that they can be trusted. What about the last 4 years when the FBI been trying to plot and undercut the president? Why aren't anybody in jail? I don't want to hear about no more Russia crap from the media, from nobody. Every time they can't figure out their problem, every time they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar with their pants down, every time they get caught, they blame it on somebody else. Blame it on Russia. Blame it on Sudan. Blame it on Iran. Blame it on Israel. Blame it on somebody except the U.S. Intelligence Department, the FBI, and the DOJ, who are the real crooks. I'm so sick of this crap. Now we got to deal with this new hoax. Russia is trying to interfere in the election. Really? What have Democrats been doing? What have the media been doing? What have Twitter and Facebook been doing? They've been trying to influence the election. Why aren't these losers brought to justice? Why aren't these losers brought before Congress? Why aren't these losers investigated and indicted? I don't want to hear no more Russia collusion crap. Russia trying to interfere in the U.S. election. I don't want to hear that crap no more. It's a bunch of baloney. It's just an excuse, a cop-out for the CIA, the U.S. intelligence community, and the FBI. It's just a cop-out for their incompetent leadership and their cover-up. They are the crooks. They are the one who's trying to interfere in the election. It's not Russia. Russia didn't tell me who to go vote for Saturday when I went to vote. I wasn't influenced by Russia. I'm not stupid to be led by some foreign country 7,000 miles away. Did I think the American people is that stupid? Disinformation. Russia disinformation. And make a fool out of the American people. Lie to the American people. They're trying to stop black folks from voting. Voter fraud. They're trying to disenfranchise black folks. They're trying to stop the American people. They're trying to stop Hispanics. They're trying to stop whites. And this is nothing but a scam, people. And please do not fall for this Russia crap again. They told us this same crap 4 years ago in 2016, three election. Now they're telling us again. It's a bunch of hogwash. And I'm not stuck on stupid to fall for it. Russia could care less. Putin can care less who's in office. We need to be more concerned about corruption that's going on in America. The corruption that's going on at the FBI and the corruption that's taking place at the CIA and in Washington, that's the corruption that we need to be concerned about and not some darn Russia. We got corruption. We got voter fraud going on now here in America. We got people who are trying to rig an election through some fake mail-in ballots. Here in America, let's deal with the corruption in these Democrat-controlled cities. Let's deal with the corruption of the mail-in ballots. This 800,000 mail-in ballots been sent out to no man land, a bridge to nowhere, Let's deal with that corruption. Forget about Russia. I'm tired of hearing about stupid Russia. Oh, it's breaking news. It's breaking news. We got to tell Russia. We found information. Russia's trying to interfere. Those are computer hacks, fools. That's not Russia government. Those are play actors pretending they're Russia. We got the dumbest, stupidest intelligence community and the FBI department that's been enforced under Barack Obama. They need to vote. They need to fire the whole FBI department. They need to wipe the whole DO, Department of Justice Department. They need to clean the house. They need to clean the house with this FBI department. Fire everybody in charge. Be irate. Fire everybody. They're no good. They're a bunch of losers. A bunch of crooks. They've been had a laptop of a crackhead, Hunter Biden, who is a drug addict, a crackhead, money laundering. On the laptop, they got photos in there with sex scenes with underage girls and money deals, laundering money, trying to money billions of dollars into the United States. And then we talking about doggone Russia again. The FBI have had the laptop of Hunter Biden with the corruption with him and his father, Joe Biden, for 6 months plus. And haven't even looked into the laptop, haven't even investigated anything. And then they're gonna come up with this stupid stuff tonight. A waste of taxpayer dollars, a waste of time. Hey FBI, won't you tell us what you saw, what you found on Hunter Biden laptop that you got, the hard drive? Investigate that crap instead of worrying about Russia interference. Worry about that crap. And drain. We got to drain this swamp. We got to drain this swamp. This swamp. These crooked FBIs. Crooked Democrats. Crooked Republicans. Crooked FBI department. Crooked CIA agents. General Barr sitting his big Smokey the Bear looking self up at the head of the FBI. He's sitting up there like he's Smokey the Bear. Can't come up with nothing. Can't give us a time date on nothing. Supposed to be investigating corruption. It's been over 2 years, 3 years now, and he still haven't come up with jack. Haven't came up with nothing. Oh, we got want to make sure we got this right. We're not going to rush this investigation. We're not going to be political pressure to do so. We're just going to take out. Look, it don't take that long to know that you got crooked FBI agencies in the Department of Justice, in the FBI department. Look, I could have done this. I could have closed out this Russia hoax investigation. I could have closed it out in 30 days. All you have to do is put two and two together. It's not rocket science. It's very simple, Attorney Barr. It's very simple, Smokey the Bear. It's very simple. They tried to set up the president. They spied on the Trump campaign. They lied to the FISA court. They cover for Hillary Clinton. President, quid pro quo to Ukraine. That's what it is, Attorney Barr. It's a setup by FBI in your department, sir. Control, Attorney Barr, because you don't. You are not running the circus. You're not running the circus. The circus is running around you. They're running heads. They're running circles around your head. You're not running the circus. Controlling nothing, Attorney Barr. Nothing. But a press conference you give every 6 months. That's boring. People should be going to jail right about now. Jail, you know why, folks? They're not going to jail because we have a weak attorney general, a weak inspector general, a corrupt intelligence department, and a corrupt Department of Justice trying to wait this out. They're just trying to run out the clock. They're trying to run out the clock, hoping Crazy Joe wins so this crap can go away. Because they want Joe, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Intelligence Department, they want Joe Biden in office so they can run Joe. So they can resurrect all the swamp creatures and reinstate them in office. This is nothing but a scheme, a scam. Come up with that stupid press conference this evening about Russia, Iran interfering in the election. Dumb and blind. We get the picture. And about it, stupid. I can understand disinformation. I'm not mentally challenged. And I don't need the government filtering information for me. I can filter it out for myself. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble four more years to root out evil and to root out this corruption. To root out the evil and continue to drain this swamp, because this is spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. This is exactly what we're dealing with. I'll be back here in a moment on the Black Conservative Show.
I love the signs behind me. Blacks for Trump. I like those signs. Blacks for Trump, you watch. We're going to bring everybody together. We're going to fix our inner cities. I'll tell you what, our inner cities are so, so bad right now. The danger, the crime, the lack of education, no jobs. African Americans are living in hell in the inner cities. I mean, they're living in hell. You walk to the store for a loaf of bread, you get shot. We're going to fix our inner cities. We're going to fix. Remember this. Remember this. Just remember this. So important. For years, the Democrats have controlled the inner cities. Some up to 100 years. Some over 100 years. Unbroken. I say to the African-American community and to the Hispanic community, what the hell do you have to lose? I will fix it. We will make them good. We'll make them safe. We'll bring back jobs. We'll create good, good schools and education. I will fix it.
Take back the streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the person that is accosting your son or daughter or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband, my mother, your parents. It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And, Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean...
All right, that's enough of that crap. Crazy, Joe. That black folks, young black youth, are predators. We got predators on the street. That's what I'm going to start calling them, predators. That's what Joe calls these young black thugs that's causing domestic terror in the black community. Call them predators, super predators. That's what I'm going to start calling them now. It don't matter no more. Everything corrupt. What's the big deal? Everything corrupt now. So let's do like Crazy Joe. Let's demonize, and degrade, undermine, undercut, exploit the black community. You know, that's the thing to do now with liberal Democrats. That's a popular thing that's going today now, exploiting the black community. Oh, yeah. Democrats have got it down to an acting science. They got it down to an art on how to exploit the black community. Even right before their blazing eyes, gazing eyes, exploit the black community, because they love the black, namely black liberal Democrats, they like to be explored. So let's just start exploiting them now. You can take black folks' vote for granted. They don't care. They don't care if you take their vote for granted. Hey, it's the most loving thing you can do for them. I declare that's the most loving thing you can do for them is take their vote for granted. They don't care. They're not going to take anything into account, the black community. No. You don't have to offer them anything but the same old, you know, throw up some crumbs like the rich man did Lazarus. Lazarus said at the foot of the rich man's table. That's how the black community is now. They sit now just want to have what the rich just desire, the crumbs that fall from the Democrat table. Just desire the crumbs that fall from the Democrat table. And every 2 to 4 years, that's what Democrats throw the black community. They throw us crumbs under the title police brutality, crumbs under the title racism, crumbs under the title slavery, systematic systematic racism, injustice. They don't want education to be a primary priority of the black community. No, the black community don't want that anymore. No, no. They don't want business, new business, black-owned business in their community. No, let the Arabs, let the people from overseas come up. Let the foreigners flood the black community with their businesses. And the black community could just be the consumers of their goods and products. No need to offer the black community anything no more during the election. Democrats, Republicans, President Trump, you, President Trump. I know the president on a campaign debate tonight, a campaign rally tonight. He can't hear me. But, Mr. President, you have done all you can for the black community. I knew it was a waste of time. I said it before, Mr. President. I said it. President Trump, be careful on how you offer them something. Because these little hood rats, career criminals, backstabbers, they're turning their back on you, Mr. President. Black people will bite the hand that feed them. The hand that feed them, that's trying to help them. And they will go and sell their soul to the devil, to the people who are pushing, the people who are cheering for their demise, their enslavement. Humanity like to be explored. They have got immune to it. You can exploit them now. It's okay to exploit the black men. They don't care. Nothing is important to them anymore. They don't vote based on issues anymore. You're wasting your time talking to them about the opportunity zone. Oh, no. That's too much like right. Prophesize to them. Smooth things. I'll let Pastor Mandan tell y'all how to do it. Quite a bit.
Can I get a witness? Don't you let them? Because you see, these people have an agenda, and their agenda, one of the things, is to get rid of the church, to have abortion on demand, to the promotion of all things LGBTQ. You know, Kamala Harris, she's running for the vice presidency. I call her Miss Lockupper Brother, for when she was the AG in California, a Negro knew, a black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need a trial. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all of a sudden she's trying to be sister girl. I'm telling it. Check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes, you did, Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? You want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged and the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
And may your love never falter.
May your love never falter.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Cut. Now that is who's supposed to deliver us. Now, are you crazy? I like what Maya Angelou says. She said, when the people show you who they are, believe them. That's Kamala. And let me tell anybody who's trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah is not good for this nation, she's not good for the state, and she ain't good for black folk. We need husbands and wives. We need fathers. We need mothers. Men born male, women born female. We need real people. Loud! Somebody shout.
So there you have it, folks. There you have it. That's the package for the black community offered to them by the Democrat corrupt plantation party. So there's no need to offer black people anything anymore. The black community is a waste of time. Tonight I want to make it official to the white community, the Jewish community, the Arab community, the Hispanic community. I want to make it official tonight that the most loving thing you can do on behalf of the African American community is exploit them. Take advantage of them. They don't care. You know, they don't care. They don't have an honor. They don't care. You can exploit them. You can tell them if they don't vote for you, you're not black. They have no more conscience, no more compass. So it's official tonight that you can go ahead and just exploit them. I encourage the Arabs. Build more business in black communities. Go build more business, storefront, convenience stores, whatever you can. Increase it. I don't think you have enough. They're never going to take advantage of the opportunity zone. You know, President Trump offered, had investors to invest $500 billion in these economically stressed poor districts and build them up. They don't want that. They reject that. No, they reject IQ, white America. It's a waste. You're wasting your time helping the black community. It's a waste of time. They don't understand. They don't understand when you're trying to help them. They don't understand. They will bite the hand. They're backstabbers. They'll bite you. They'll stab you in the back. They'll suck you like a leech, shake you down for everything you got. They'll confiscate your income. They'll shoot and kill and rob and steal all your goods and kill your loved ones, attack older, fight people, non-color, Hispanics, they do all that. And the black community, they endorse it. They ain't got no problem with a black young thug pushing down a 80-year-old elderly white man. The black community praise that. They don't say anything about that. They don't. You don't hear the black pastors condemning it. First of all, the black pastors are not saved. They're not called. They don't have a divine call. They have a culture call. These liberal black preachers, they're not called by God. They're called by the culture around them. They preach a social gospel, black liberation theology. That's not the gospel. So they're not saved. They're not saved. So it really don't make no difference. But they like to be explored. Those are their leaders. So white America, tonight, officially, you hear the first here on the Black Conservative Show, white America. You have my consent and approval to exploit the black community, you know, the Arabs and Hispanic. Y'all have my approval. Don't even speak to them. They don't mind. You don't have to speak to them. Just smile at them. They'll be a nice slave. he's smiling. Just, you don't even speak to them. They won't get upset. They, if they look at you and say, hello, hi, just smile at them. Hee, 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 hee. And keep on going. Act like it's a waste of your time. And you know what? They'll kiss up to you. Yeah. Just smile at them and still take advantage of them. They like to be taken advantage of, the black community. They like to be taken advantage of. You're not doing anything immoral or wrong. This is what they love. They wear it with a badge of honor. They have allowed for Democrats to exploit them and take advantage of them. They're immune to it. They welcome the exploitation. Get mad at me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just telling you how mentally challenged they are. I'm just telling you how gullible they are, how vulnerable they are. They're going to go out. Right now they're going out like a bunch of newly free slaves voting. Again, they're going to vote 85%, 89%. This time, maybe 90% for their liberal cargo leaders, Democrat Plantation Party. Ain't offering them nothing. Complaining and whining about police brutality that don't even exist. Police brutality don't exist. Systematic racism don't exist. It don't even exist. Racism don't exist in the white community. Not on the scale that, not on the magnitude that they're talking about. No. Oh, there are some racists in the white community? Yeah, there's some racists in the black community. I can name them right off the top. I can name 10 right off the top of my head. The top of my head. There ain't no pandemic. There ain't no open season on black folks in America by the police department. Police brutality, they don't exist. These people are confused because they mentally challenged. They slow. Because they foolish. They get police misconduct. Police misconduct confused with police brutality. This is not the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. We had police brutality in the 60s. We fixed that problem long ago. In America, after 8 years of a black president in office. And a black attorney general. How did we manage to still have police brutality when Eric Holder, a black man, was head of the top law enforcement officer, and you still had police brutality? Stupidity. So I'm telling you now, as of tonight, I'm making it official, white America. Okay to be racist against black folks. They don't care. If you're a liberal Democrat, that is. If you're a liberal Democrat, a liberal Hispanic, a liberal Arab or Jew, you can be racist against other black people. Black folks ain't going to care. They're going to praise you. Look what they said about the former Secretary of State, a black woman. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, Carolina, Tim Scott. Look how they went after him and called him a token being used by white folks. Black folks sit there, they weren't offended by white America. So it's okay for liberals. Y'all can be racist against black. You think the black community care about liberal race, white liberal racism against? No, they don't. Look at Judge Clarence Thompson. Black folks don't honor him. They got a picture of these career criminals, George Floyd and Micah Brown and Trayvon Martin and Blako, in their homes on their iPhone. These are their heroes. A bunch of lowlife, low denominator, a bunch of heathen, thug, lowlife. Barbaric animals, wildlife creatures, These are the heroes of the black community, not Justice Clarence Thomas, not Ben Carson, a doctor, surgical, brain surgeon. No, they don't look up to folks like that. No, they look up to folks like Breonna Taylor, laundering drug money, banking drug money in her bank account. These are their heroes. These are people that black folks honor and love. People who have contributed to the anguish and the pain and the destruction of the black community. President Trump, I say next 4 years, once you have been reelected, President Trump, you should make an announcement. I think the president should make an announcement and say, I have done all I can humanly possibly do on behalf of African Americans. For the next 4 years, I'm going to focus on quiet America. The problem that is affecting the white community. Blacks who are attacking white folks. Blacks who are burning down people of color who are destroying their life and their property. 4 years, spend your time addressing the issues that is affecting your people, Mr. President. You ain't done all you could do for people of color. 4 years, you spent 4 years helping these people, and what? How do they repay you for it? Call you a racist, filled with hatred towards you, thing you try to do. Any black person that stand with you or visit your office, they'll even attack that black person. These people have no honor, Mr. President. You're wasting your time dealing with these folks. You're wasting your time. Cut them out. Cut them out. You know, President, I'm going to go to the phone lines here in a minute. I'm going to go to the phone line. So President Trump said, what he had done on behalf of African Americans with entrepreneurship businesses and school charts and other things and historical black colleges, redeeming these failing colleges. President Trump said, I believe the black community, I think I deserve the black community support and vote. 90% of blacks should be voting for President Trump. 90% should be voting for President Trump. He deserves it. But you know what? They turned their back on him just like the Jews turned their back on their Jesus. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. Black folks turned their backs on President Trump. So President Trump, I know you're probably not listening, but I recommend once you're reelected, focus on the white. Focus on dealing with the things that is affecting the white community. Focus on blacks who are bullying young white students. Focus on these black thugs who are going around throwing rocks in the window of suburban home white people who live in the suburban. Focus on cleaning up the jungle. You didn't drain the swamp. It needs to be drained some more. But next 4 years, you need to go clean up the ghetto. Go drain the ghetto. Go drain the hood. That's what you do, Mr. President. Go drain the hood. Out of the white community. 515-596-8256. That's the number to get in on the Black Conservative Show. I'm Black Conservative. I approve this message. Brother K, it's all yours.
I'm just sitting here listening. And are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I could sit here and say, let me play the devil's advocate and say, I don't like what you said, and let me be the devil's advocate and say, wow, how can you say that?
I don't like what I said
black
either.
People? But let's turn this around. You didn't say anything different.
Let me make a separate distinction. I'm talking about, namely, black liberal Democrats, who 96% of them who give their support to Republicans.
Okay, but here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. 90% of what you just said was Joe Biden's speech about black people when he was testifying before Congress. They're thugs. They need to get off the street. They're causing trouble. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. I don't want my kids going to school in the jungle. So
he don't give them any lecture.
But what I'm saying is, before I can sit here and say, well, that black conservative is an Uncle Tom for saying that, this is what Joe Biden is saying about us. He said it about us, and black people didn't say anything to him or about him about it. I had a black female minister who happens to be my cousin. This black female minister who happens to be my cousin asked me today, right on Facebook, she asked me, she says, I'm a black woman. What did Trump do for me? So I looked at her. I gave her the story of Jehu. I gave her the story of how Trump recognized Israel. And because God honored that, our country, it was prophesied that it would happen. We got the biggest blessing that America's ever got. And so because of that blessing, this year, these last 4 years, every single person, including black people, you had a chance to go out there, start a business, buy a home, do all these things. The opportunity that was there more than it's ever been in 60 years. There is no excuse.
Home sales have increased, and it has.
We this is, I think, week three or week four that we're in our home, and it just everybody has an opportunity under this president. We can't blame our failures on anything. Bush was in office. Bush put us into two wars. Obama was in office. Obama put us in three wars. You got Trump here. He did not put our young men and women in uniform. He didn't put them in harm's way, not once. He hasn't caused one setback for black people. So what are black people are complaining? What are you complaining about? Again, I said this before on your show. I'm going
to
say it again because
they
black
want the
people
demise.
Are still.
They want the destruction and removal of this man, Brother Kane. Black folks want the removal of this man. This is sickening,
and then
man.
What are you asking? And what are you asking in place of that? Right, but what are you asking in place of that? You are begging.
For
you're sitting there begging. Yes, but you're
they
begging.
Want a
you're
they
going,
want a criminal.
You're going
in place
to
of a criminal.
Yes, but
yeah,
because
they
but
want
you're
a
begging
criminal
this criminal,
in place
this,
of him.
this criminal named Joe Biden. You're going to go to this man that had you divided all these years and wanted to be away from you and better than you all these years. Again, black people are going to him saying, "Can you create a law to make me equal to you?" When this man for the last 40 years didn't want you near him, he kept black people beneath him, and you're going to this guy and saying, create a law to make me equal to you, when you had a president and President Trump who did that.
Right.
Who did that. Every plan that he came up with, from whether it's taxes to jobs, he did it for everybody. He did not – his. You look at every place he wanted to put an auto plant, it was in black, poor areas. Okay? He didn't send it to rich, white areas. His jobs he created was for black areas. So there's no excuse. I don't get it.
But yeah. Brother Kane, you can't. You don't even hear from the black pastors and leaders who they love to jump in front of the television and the media when something go wrong. A white cop shoot a black cop. They're all sitting there talking about how they're gonna overcome and we got to get over. Not one. And I haven't seen in big numbers black state representatives and leaders come to the president and say, hey, we want to inquire and look into this opportunity zone. Now, if they was giving money to build these big mega churches, they'll be coming up there. They'll be coming out the cotton field just before sundown. Trying to get
this
their hands on something to build a big church.
You're right.
But they want to build these big mega churches in their community, but they don't want to build no business in their community.
No.
And then the Arabs
this
come
fight
in,
that we're seeing,
and the foreigners come in and take over their community. These folks are sick.
Yep.
Sickening.
This new fight that we're seeing, this is something different where it's a spiritual one that's very heavy, just as well as a physical. There's a spiritual aspect of it, which you're looking at these phony preachers call themselves Reverend, Reverend Al, Reverend Dyson, Reverend Sharpton. This new thing that's out now, they're not spiritual people, and because of that, they can't deal with this new spirit thing that's coming out right now. They can't step in front of it. This is different. And so this is an evil.
I ain't never hear Al Sharpton preach the gospel, preach Christ.
I heard him preach it. I never hear him preach the gospel. I've never heard an altar call.
He's not a Billy Graham. He wants to be a Billy Graham.
Mm-mm.
He's a Billy
Graham.
This
is a different fight. I can understand people going after Bush and say, well, maybe there's something a little racist going on there. I can understand them going after the Bush family. I can understand them to a point going after Clinton. I can't see it in Trump. And as you already know my story, Black conservative. I've been around this man since I was 19 years old. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where I got to say I don't see it. Everybody under this administration for the last 4 years, you've had an equal opportunity to go out there and make something. I'm just starting another little side thing myself with insurance. You got a cell phone,
right,
which everybody I see, they do. Your little cell phone can get you you can go to school to be a CNA or whatever and take your test and everything on your little cell phone. The opportunities are out there. We just have to stop being lazy and go out there. Even through COVID, people were getting jobs while COVID was happening. People were opening up businesses and doing things. If you're not doing something with your life, it's your fault. It's not the president's fault because he opened up everything for us. Are you going to have the highest GDP growth? You know? And so our people, Black people, sat there and let these white liberals and so-called fake Black leaders and preachers tell them that they can't, and like idiots, they believe them. You can't. That's exactly what's still going on. Telling these people
well,
you can't, and they're believing it.
Yeah. I think this presidential debate, I think President Trump is going to come out with shining armor if he just keep it cool. And just like he's been on the fire. I heard him yesterday on the campaign trail. He's been on fire. He's been hot. He is connecting. Once again, President Trump is connecting with the common person again. They understand.
I hate to be more harsh than what you were, than what you just were. I hate to be harsh, but guess what? There's a reality here. It doesn't matter what the president says tomorrow night. Our people are dead asleep. They're dead asleep. And it's going to go in one ear and out the other. It's an old saying. My mind is made up. Do not confuse me with the facts. They're done. They're done. They're blind, and they don't have the ear Trump right now. Ignorance has taken over. That sausage brain is right where they want it. Ignorance has taken over. I hate to say it that way. I can say it because I know I love my people enough to tell them the truth. And what's happening right now, after seeing and hearing what I was experiencing today, even on my Facebook page, for someone to ask me, what did he do for me? No, my question was to her, Trump opened the door for you. You had the highest GDP growth, the year, the taxes. You had the highest consumer confidence. So the question is, what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for yourself? Like I said, you got a cell phone, which they all do. You can get an education and a job on your cell phone.
Go ahead. I hear you, brother.
Oh, yeah, you can get a job on your cell phone. You can get an education on your cell phone. I decided when the mortgage industry went down, I said, okay, I'm going to go I'm going to go and see what's the insurance industry look like. Most of that was on an iPad, okay? So you can educate yourself right there. You don't have to go to a university. And then all of a sudden now you can get in other – I'm dealing with other businesses I'm getting ready to get into now on my own, okay? It's because you got an economy that covers it. So we still have our people just sitting there crying, begging for what? Get out there and do and make it happen. It's there for you. God has supplied us with an infinite supply of health and wealth. Only thing you got to do is get your mind right and go and do it. There's no excuse. You still there?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening.
Oh, it's gone.
I don't know how else to put it.
Oh, okay. Compound chicken.
Yeah. Like I was saying is that what I was hearing saying today on the radio, I'm like, it's a lost cause. There ain't no hope. There is no hope. They're gonna continue to go out in record numbers and vote in full-fledged digital mode.
Come call chicken.
You know? For the same people who've been selling with a bill of goods for the last 50 years.
Excuse me? You know, they want the far right or white right?
I think just whatever that is.
It doesn't say anything, just Kung Pao Chicken.
Okay, that'd be good.
It doesn't say fried rice or white rice?
Fried.
Fried rice, you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, well.
We sitting here starving and you ordering Chinese food? I heard
that's
it all.
That's terrible on the show.
God
that's
bless
terrible.
America.
That's,
you know, that's you just gave us a perfect example. There's opportunity. Take it. There's opportunity.
Man,
you take it. You go and you do it. I just,
man, it,
you know,
it's just unreal how people, man, would not, would, you know, I think, man, and God, I think that we are wrong, man. We're just thumbing our nose up at God's blessing, like you said. Black folks,
we're
cursing ourselves.
We are. You're absolutely right. I made a note to myself,
so
I think about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So full of racism and hatred, man, for white folks. That's just indignity, man. That's just unreal, man. I was listening to him today. I'm like, oh, we got to get his blank out of there. We're going to lose this. It's going to be enough for us. He's going to take away our job. We ain't going to be able to vote. I'm like, y'all went out to vote in record numbers for Hillary Clinton. Didn't nobody stop y'all. Don't use that excuse.
They were crying
so
the night Trump, they were crying. But see, they were crying the night Trump got elected. My thing was this. So I guess you was living in a mansion when Obama was in office, and now you're about to lose your mansion because Trump's
yeah,
coming in?
Yeah.
You're about to lose.
Yeah.
You know, in 2 weeks, and don't be surprised, I'm going to go and surprise Dr. Manning in about 2 weeks. I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to surprise Manning. Yes, I'm going to surprise him, knock on his door. If I can hang out until about 8 o'clock, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you from his building.
That's going to be great.
I told myself that I'm gonna, because you know what, I owe him a personal apology. I thought this was the craziest man that ever lived, and I'm actually hearing things and seeing the things that he was preaching about. I'm seeing it clear, and I'm still in denial.
I can give him.
I'm still in denial with this man.
Can I
get you one
talking about.
About
I got to give him a call. You know, at one time he was out there on a limb. But when
he was way out there on a limb.
He was way out there. I was like, ooh. We don't want any character assassination.
here. Don't assassinate your own character. Well, he will, but you know.
We have trouble to the
Go ahead, brother.
Now, the lady that you are talking to right now, can a black person, do you see any black people of our people that is smart enough and bold enough to go to her neighborhood and open up a restaurant? We complain about racism, but will we go to her neighborhood and try to put something in there, or will we stay there, support her, and blame somebody else because we don't have a restaurant?
No, they're not. I can tell you now, they're not going over there.
Because, no, we just found out today, and a lot of people get mad at this. They found out what the first case of systemic racism, true systemic racism, was Joe Biden's speech when he said that we're thugs. That was systemic racism. That was a case of systemic racism. You know?
Well, it's a systemic racism. When he said you got to treat them different from other people, you got to corner them out.
You got to treat them different. Okay, so all of a sudden, you know that isn't that racist itself when he said them, those people, them. So if somebody else says that, if Trump would have said to you people, those people, that was your case of systemic racism.
You're so right.
I'm at peace. I have to be at peace with myself today that if Trump doesn't make it, I can only say, well, I did what I had to do.
I think he'll make it. I'm confident. I'm confident that he will. But I don't have confidence
in the poll of what they're doing with this voting thing.
Well, what ticked me off early in the show today, I just came down hard on the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA. You know, you got some bad actors over there, man. These folks, man, are worthless.
Oh, yes.
Useless. Here it is. We got 12 days out for the election. Instead of them coming out reporting on the findings mentioned about voter fraud that's going on with the mail-in ballots, and they're going to have a breaking news just to tell us about Russia and Iran trying to interfere in the election. Man, that pissed. They really just made me so upset.
Well, they got to get ready to blame
that
somebody.
That really made me upset. This is a waste of time. Y'all been had Hunter Biden. They have had his laptop hard drive for 6 months plus. And then they come breaking news about this crap, about Russia, this effort trying to interfere. Man, that's a waste. I could care less about that. I already voted. Russia didn't control my thought process. That was a waste of time.
Anything for distraction. Anything for distraction.
What about? Yeah. What about the Hunter Biden laptop that y'all been had? You got the FBI been had a laptop been turned over, a computer to the FBI. They didn't have it for 6 months to sit on, and we don't know nothing about it. We would have never do nothing about it if that man wouldn't have went to Rudy Giuliani and gave him, Rudy wouldn't have went to the Washington Post. They was hoping Joe Biden win so they can use it against Joe, so they can run Joe, like Rush said. I can make the show live again, Brother K. I had to log out and log back in. I said, if you still don't want to talk,
I was going to head on out, but I thought, yeah. Now, when you put on your show, you put down like a 7 o'clock or whatever, and also what you need to do is get it put back into the front page where, what do they call it, the feature shows?
How you do that?
You know what I'm talking about?
How do you do that?
I think you got to call Blog Talk and have them do it because – If not, you got to dig through all the shows, and it's got to go through about 7 or 8 pages before we see your show. What people do, like when they come on for the first time, they just look at the shows up front that are in the features. So if they don't see your show, or they're looking at certain shows, if they don't see it there, they're assuming you're not on because they don't go through those 8 pages of shows in order to get to yours.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to find out on that. I'm going to find out some information on that tomorrow.
I'm going to call up. What I'm going to do, I'm going to call up Dr. Manning, set something up, see if I can call you from his building. I got family out there, too, by the way. And
okay.
But I want to see if he I'm trying to get him, even if he can back me up, do a series on this sausage brain thing. Again, I don't know if you had time to get through those little videos I sent you. But it's very interesting. Okay. And there's a scientist in Africa that actually talks about the brain of black men since slavery and exactly what it is. It's not even a schizophrenia, but he says there's just something along the lines of something we carry. And talks about our reaction, and I'm thinking, well, if that's all based on the brain and it's spiritual, we again, it goes back to our moral compass, where God just has to guide us, where we can't do anything with this. Like, we can't do anything without God, and here we are with trusting man. And we look at where we're at for trusting man, especially political men, every single election, at the end of everybody's term, where are we?
Man, I think it's going to be Trump put us out. The black community, they're gonna suffer loss for this. They're gonna suffer loss. It's gonna be a repercussion for not voting for Trump. It's gonna be a repercussion.
I don't know if this was the '50s or sixties, but I remember reading about it, and I think they actually put it in the movie where Elijah Muhammad, that was the leader of the Muslims before Farrakhan took over. And he just sat in the room, and he was convinced. He said, the only way out for the Negro is Allah. And I said, comparably, he's 100% correct, but in the real case, God himself, of course, I don't follow Allah, I follow Jesus Christ. But that's the sense of, that's our only way out. Our moral compass, we don't have it, it's being stared. And we look at it at, again, elections, you look at the end of everybody's term. Look at election time, and then look at everybody's term. At the end of the term, where are we as black folks? They love us in October of that fourth year. From April to October of that fourth year of someone's
term. I'm
going
to mention that tomorrow to Bobby OJ. I wish you could call
they
in.
They love us.
Man, I wish you could call in. You need to write this number down, Brother K. You need to call in to
the
Bobby.
Okay. What's the number?
Man, if you call into the man.
What time? What's the show? What's the number?
It's called the Fun Morning Show, but it's WDIA, Bobby OJ. He comes on at 8 p.m. He takes phone calls from 8 between 8 and 8:30.
Bob, what's his last name?
Bobby OJ.
Okay. And it's 8:30 in the morning?
8 a.m. Yeah, starting at 8 a.m.
Okay.
You go to the phone line.
Every morning or?
8 o'clock. In the morning at 8 a.m. But at 9 o'clock also, well, he do his celebrity news between 6 and 8, 6 and 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
But from 9 to 11, he take calls. But you can call.
Now, who is he?
People call you. Bobby OJ, he's been in there like 35 years. This
okay.
oldest
is he a
black
liberal?
Station. Oldest black. Huh?
Is he a liberal?
Yeah, that's I don't know. He ain't pro Trump, or he ain't. He's a secular.
Okay. Now does he come on? So now is this an internet radio? Can you get on internet or?
No, this live. No, this live. It's over 50,000 watts. It's all over the country. It's live. It's like the Ed Hewley show. It's live.
Okay, now if you call,
he's gonna take your call.
Uh
huh.
All right, and
he's gonna take your call.
And what's his phone number?
You're going to call 901-535-9342. 535-9342. It's easy. Bobby O.J.
Is Bobby
B-O-B-B-Y
and O and J? Is it O and
J? Just call him Bobby O.J. Uh-huh. Yeah, Bobby
O.J. Right.
WDIA, you can go to iHeartRadio. You can go to iHeartRadio and pull him up. You'll see him.
Okay.
At iHeartRadio and message. WDIA.
But iHeartRadio, though, online, I thought you can get him live.
You can get them live, too. They got online, too. But iHeart Radio stream live, but you can call them. You can go to 1070 AM WDIA to pull them up on just to look
now,
at.
How often do a lot of people get? I'm going to look them up now. A lot of people get on the show, or is it a long line?
You got black. You can't get in there because them liberals be calling. You can't.
It's hard
for you to get in the show. But he'll give you two minutes to talk.
All right. Do you get in often?
Yeah, I call in morning. They know the black people. I've been calling for 10 years. I had to hide undercover because them junk got a bounty on me.
Oh, my goodness. I still listen to Jesse Lee Peterson every now and then. Remember Maze?
Uh-huh.
Maze calls in at Jesse Lee every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
He used to call your show.
You got a guy the guy that I get into it all the time, a guy from Minnesota by the name of Ron, call in all the time criticizing Trump. I lied to him every time. I said, man, y'all up there and defunding the police up there. They're corrupt. City council, y'all got up there in Minnesota. Y'all absolutely destroyed that city. He said, no, tell me, we in under snow. You need to be under snow. You need to be under ice. Come on, today they snowed in. That's good. Maybe y'all can stop protesting, burning up stuff.
That's true. Our people don't like the cold anyway, so maybe the snow will slow it down.
He make me sound to my Trump is a racist. He's a narcissist. He's evil. This man isn't black people that vote for him. Oh, he tried to attack every black person that vote for Trump. But he don't attack me no more because I shut that joker down.
I'm gonna look him up.
And then you call into the Bev Johnson show. It comes on at 11 o'clock. Her phone lines open up at 12 o'clock. And Bev will let you talk 5 minutes. She likes to talk relationship. So you probably
You never wanted to get into that far with radio?
No. I haven't never pursued it. Heck, I worked so many hours. I don't have time.
I had he still offered it for Block Talk Radio. He wanted to do something, said he would sponsor me if I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, no,
you should, man. You good.
But the only problem is when you get people like that say, I will pay for everything and get sponsors in, they want to take the money from all the sponsors. There's some guy that's making good money that was making good money here on Block Talk.
Even
with YouTube, you know, a lot of money was being pumped in, but they were keeping the money. And then you got your sponsors, and you got people that'll send you checks every month. And I don't know if you remember Tommy Sotomayor.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember him, but he started with Block Talk. He started making Moohoo dollars. So
he started.
But anyway, Tommy Sotomayor. He was a black guy. He was sort of like another Jesse Lee Peterson, but he started with Blog Talk and then YouTube. Next thing you know, he started blowing up, and people were sending him money left and right. And when you got a crowd and you start doing good, those advertising spots, they pay a lot.
So let me ask you a
question.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What do you think about podcasts? a friend of mine want me to do a podcast. I don't know too much about the podcast.
I don't know Radio. How it's going to be. Media has changed a lot where you want a couple of things. Like if I was doing this right now, I would like, well, just like with a couple of people doing your YouTube channel, because that captures a lot of people. If you're doing it as a business, you're going to capture some sponsorship money too, people buying ads to put on you. Like right now on your post here for a Blog Talk Radio, it's a company here now called, the Great American Committee about Joe Biden. Biden's too old or whatever. That's a paid advertisement. And then down on the bottom of your page, it says become a barefoot writer, some company that's advertising. You could be splitting that with Blog Talk Radio and even YouTube, those people that's paying for these ads.
Oh, okay.
You know? Right now at the top of your page right now, it says Progressive. Everybody knows Progressive Auto Insurance. So when you start going to YouTube and everything, and as you're getting people in, they're paying you to put those advertisement spots up there. You know?
Okay.
And so those are the things that you want to look into, because then these are the people that says, you know, by the time you start getting a big, you know, big one, whether you want to go syndicate with a radio program, but you start up like this and, you know, next thing you know, it's, back when Blog Talk first started, if they would have done it right, because they had so many people on, the shows were free, so everybody and their mama was on Blog Talk. Then they started charging everybody $30 a month to have a show, but when it was free, every time you turn around, there was 100 shows on every hour. And so those sponsors were paying big money, but now that people had to pay, Blog Talk, I don't know if they lost a high percentage of their people, because they didn't want to pay the money every month, but they should have kept it, because with all those shows on, advertisers like, well, they're going to have 100 shows on every hour. You know, they're Progressive. Allstate will say, look, let me buy that spot. Progressive. Yeah. And so you say to Allstate,
right
hey, Progressive. You say what?
I said. And right now on Blog Talk Show, when I look at some of the front page and stuff, I'd be like, what kind of subject matters are these? Is it either all prophets or apostles or psyches or something? I don't even see too many, like, okay, it's just people that.
I got serious about it now. One
answer the phone.
The reason why you want to, you want to jockey now, because if Trump wins, it's going to go good. If Trump loses, Blog Talk, as far as for the conservative, should be a hot thing. Like when Obama won, Blog Talk business picked up because we had shows, well, like yourself and everybody, you had something to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about good things. When Trump came on, great things started happening. The media didn't want to report that. So if a Biden wins,
yeah, but they can report. The FBI can break news. Break into the American people day and tell us about Russia and Iran. Who cares?
And that's not even top news. It's not. But
I'm like, I hear it on the radio. I'm like, I thought they was finna come out and tell us we done looked in this laptop. We finna indict Hunter Biden for having sex with and the president of minor. I'm thinking there's something big in this crap about Iran. Iran not going to do anything. Russia ain't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a war with Russia. Let's just go to war with Russia. If Russia a bad actor, I say let's just go to war with them. And let's stop all this bullshit. That's what I recommend. If Russia is interfering and they can break into it, it's so easy for them to break in. No telling what else they did.
Well, that's just that. That's going to be the excuse that Trump wins. They already setting it up.
If they can just interfere that fast, that quick, and, you know, Barack Obama said that it's impossible for an American election to be rigged. If they can just break into the system that quick, that fast, then let's just go to war with Russia. Y'all sitting over here picking on us. Just give them an ultimatum. And if they don't follow suit.
It's like Putin once said, if I had anything to do with rigging an election, Obama wouldn't have never been president. that's the word of Putin. You know,
Putin told him,
you sure you want?
He said, y'all need to put up a shut up about this. You got the evidence for us that doing it. Put up a shut up. He right. Quit making us look stupid like Russia doing this here. Man, quit picking on Russia.
Russia's not even thinking about it.
I don't think Putin interested in interfering in no election. For what? What are you supposed to get out of?
Wow.
He ain't trying to help Trump. I can show you that. The bad is Trump talk about him. Man, it's just crazy, Brother K. It's just crazy.
Like I said, I sit back, I look, and I wonder, and I go, okay. Wow. All right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to look up this guy, Bobby OJ. I'm going to get his – he is online.
Yeah,
so.
535-9342. I'm going to try to get in the morning. You have to call kind of early, like maybe call right at 8 o'clock, 8:59.
Yeah. Okay,
The phone line
is
automatic. Oh.
Yeah,
Yeah, you got people all from Atlanta, people from California calling in. It's in the case. They got a – you can call – if you call it out of state, call 1-800.
535-9342. Yeah.
If you call out of state.
Yeah, I got that here.
Then they'll know that that's an out of state call.
Yeah, Bev Johnson I'm familiar with.
Yeah. She come on after Bobby. And the Bev let you know.
Okay,
I just had to go. Man, Bev made a bet. And I lost because I lost the first debate.
Oh.
So I had to buy Bev a fish dinner.
Oh, man.
I'm like, man, Trump, I can beat the daylight out of the president. I had that company of Trump going to knock him out in the first round.
Well,
it's
easy. Okay.
And Trump went in that first debate and just but anyway, so the debate is tomorrow night. I'll be just talking about it here on the show tomorrow. So it'll be airing on the show live here on the show. But I know you're going to be sitting on the edge of your chair tomorrow night.
I'll give you a call. I'll text you. I'm going to get in touch with Dr. Manning. And I want to try this out. I'm say, hey, I'm hanging around. Like I got family right there. And
I'm
going
to try
to
call him first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was going to say, from my cousin's house, I can walk to his house from my cousin's house. I know exactly where he's at.
Oh, wow.
And so, I know exactly where he's at, and I can walk there from my cousin's house, as I was saying.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you in the morning, man. Go get you some rest. I know it's late where you're at.
Yep.
And,
all right.
I think I got another 30 minutes of airtime. I may do another show on my way home just sitting. And talk about the Biden emails because
right,
it takes about 30 minutes to drive home.
I might just tune back in. I'm gonna go get a couple things done right quick. All right, I'll
text you. Sound good, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I text you in the morning when
you
I call in.
All right, you got it. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, sir. Good night.